Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, the announcements yesterday on larger crowds at sporting events opens the door to a bigger attendance to the All-Ireland final. Mayo faced Tyrone on the 11th of September. It was already due to go ahead with 40,000 fans, but that could be increased to roughly 62,000 if the GAA were to allow only fully vaccinated people in. So that would mean another 22,000 fans could get into Croke Park for the final. We're going to discuss that now. We're also running a text poll with you this morning on 51551. It's a really simple question. Text the letter Y for yes to 51551 if you think the GAA should increase the attendance to 75% for the final with vaccine passes. So yes, if you think the GAA should increase the attendance to 75% with vaccine passes to 51551, or text the letter N for no to 51551 if you think the GAA should not increase the attendance and should stay at 40,000 fans without vaccine checks. That's the letter Y for 62,000 fans with vaccine certs, or the letter N to keep it at 40,000 fans to 51551. And we'll open that text line now. We're going to run it for the duration of this discussion, and we're going to talk about this with the former GAA President and MEP Sean Kelly, David Brady, former Mayo footballer, and Cathair O'Kane, GAA correspondent from the Irish News. Sean Kelly, I'll come to you, MEP and former GAA President. As I said, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us, firstly.
You're most welcome. Thank you very much.
What's your sense on this? Should Croke Park be at 75% for the All-Ireland Football Final on September 11th with vaccine certs?
I think once it can be done safely, it makes sense to allow as many people as possible into the stadium for the final, because the demand is enormous. Anybody involved in the GAA knows that, because they're being inundated with requests. And of course, it's a novel final between Mayo and Tyrone. Safety is the key aspect here. And if the government, on the foot of advice, say that we could have a 75% capacity, then we should. Now, people will argue about whether those attending should have the cert to show that they are vaccinated or not. Well, that will allow, at this stage, 87% of people over 16 are fully vaccinated. So you're talking about a small percentage who may not have been fully vaccinated. 91% have actually been partially vaccinated, so it might be possible to fully vaccinate them. But I think what we should do is, as they did for the Euros in June, is those who aren't fully vaccinated, to give them and who have a ticket, to give them an opportunity to have a PCR test coming up close to the match within 48 hours. And I think that would cover everybody. You'd have an increased capacity. It would be done safely. There'd be no danger, because all the evidence is, as the Minister pointed out already, that the big sporting events, because they're basically outdoors, are not super spreaders. There's a lot more danger from people watching them in pubs and so forth.
Yeah, I think it's what happens around the games, isn't it? But would this be a problem, though? I mean, the PCR test issue hasn't been mentioned in terms of what the government said yesterday, so I don't know logistically how that would work. But just say the decision was made by the GAA to introduce vaccine certs. You're going to have people in the 40,000 who've already bought their tickets who are not vaccinated. What are they going to do with their tickets?
Well, that's why I would suggest that a little bit of practicality could come into it here. And, of course, if some of those already had COVID, then you could operate something like we do for international travel. The COVID cert covers those who are fully vaccinated, those who are COVID already, or those who have had a negative test. Mm-hmm. And I think with the time we have, that could be included, because you're talking about a very small number. If not, then you're going to have a very small number who have got tickets and won't be able to attend. That would be unfortunate. And if we can do anything to alleviate that situation, I think we should do so and increase the capacity to the 62,000, which would be fantastic.
OK, stay with us, Sean Kelly. I want to go to Cathair O'Hare in a moment. But initial voting in our poll shows that listeners are fairly split down the middle. 53.3% are saying yes to 62,000 fans with vaccine certs. Cathal O'Hare, what are you hearing about this? The GAA, I understand, is meeting right now. That's according to their spokesperson, who we've been in touch with this morning. But how do you think this will go?
It's tough to know, Claire, because there are two very different issues. The statistics that Sean listed there are correct, but there are different statistics in the north, and with Tyrone involved in the final, it definitely complicates matters. We are only at 87% in the north with a single dose. There's no definitive figure on how many people are fully vaccinated. And in the 18 to 30 age group, uptake has been very slow. We're, 30% have no jab at all. In the 16 to 18 group, which we've just started vaccinating, the uptake is very slow. It's well behind in the north from what it is in the Republic. And the other logistical issue, the big logistical issue, is that we don't have the vaccine passports that you would have in the Republic. We don't have any real proof of vaccine. I think there's some agreement in place that your small, in often cases, handwritten card that I have for getting my vaccine, that you were given on the day, if you hold on to that, there's an agreement that that's your proof of vaccine. A lot of people wouldn't even have that because, the messaging around that, the actual, whether that's actually proof or not, nobody's, we're not quite sure. It hasn't certainly been well explained, and people haven't held on to that card in a lot of circumstances. Also, and again, I'm not sure in the Republic, in the North, we have no single jab option. So anybody who's not had their first dose has no chance of getting fully vaccinated by the time of the All-Ireland final. So for Tyrone people, and obviously we have high case numbers as well in the North, and everybody, like I and everybody else, would love to see an increased attendance. But I think, you're talking about the GAA meeting now, I would say that all of that will be very high on the agenda. If it was two southern counties playing, it could be a very different decision. But the fact that there are different logistical issues in terms of Tyrone complicates it.
And Cathal, what do you think of how Tyrone GAA might react to this suggestion that there would be a vaccine cert check in whatever form that would take?
It is tricky. It is tricky for them because, again, we're not subject to the same restrictions in the north in terms of needing proof of vaccine to get in places. I was caught unawares going down to the match on Saturday. I went down to Costa in the Apple Green and was asked for proof of vaccine, and it took me by surprise because we don't have that in the north. So people don't have proof of vaccine. They also don't feel, as long as you're doing PCR tests, as long as you have no symptoms.
Yeah.
And that's partly why the uptake has been a bit slower. So for Tyrone County Board, there's a potential that they turn around and say, well, right, we would like more tickets, but that rules out anybody who hasn't got their vaccine and hasn't got proof of vaccine. That's a very difficult decision because there will be a higher number of people in Tyrone that will be ruled out by that than would be in Mayo.
And what do you think about the suggestion from Sean Kelly that PCR testing could be used?
Well, anything that, obviously it's up to the Irish government. Their stipulation at the minute appears to be proof of vaccine. If there was wiggle room on that and if a PCR test was a potential solution, then brilliant. If there's any solution that allows more people to go to the game and for it to be safe, then that's what you want. But just in terms of the logistics that are laid out at the minute and the way that things are in the north, it is definitely a difficult solution to find.
Sean Kelly, do you think that Tyrone GAA might object?
I don't think they would object because it is obviously in their interest as well to have more people at the match, having a big difference between 40,000 and 60,000. There are obviously complications because it's Tyrone, which has just been pointed out by Cathal. But I think they can be overcome with dialogue. And I think also you're talking about 40,000 people already, so many of them would be from Tyrone who would have already got tickets. So it's an increase of 20. If you divide it, we'll say, between both counties, it's 10,000. Surely there should be some way of ensuring that they could have a PCR test so they could attend if they didn't have vaccinated fully already. So I'd like to see it looked at and from a practical point of view, because we have enough time, I think, to do so. And, of course, The discussions between the GAA with Tyrone will be very important, and also, of course, with the health authorities, both north and south, will have to come into it as well. But I think it can be done because that's where we're moving. We're living with COVID. We have to. Things are improving. The minister has pointed that out. And I think that a little bit of practicality could help to alleviate the difficulties which may arise because it's Tyrone rather than some county like Kerry
David Brady with us as well, former Mayo player. David, you know all about the scramble for tickets. Now, if there was another 22,000 tickets on the table, that would make a huge difference.
It would, Claire. Massive difference. And I think both Sean and Carr has pointed out some, what I would say, the mind and the heart. The heart is saying, would it be great to have 60,000 people at the game? But the reality is, we are talking, it is an All-Ireland Championship, but the reality is, we're talking about two different standards, north and south of the border. And I think, I stand to be corrected, it was approximately just over 60% of total people vaccinated in north. I know that Croke Park have put a massive amount of work over the last number of months into a scenario base like this, and PCR testing, antigen testing. There's been a cross collaboration with FAI, GEA, and Sport Ireland to say how can they implement something like this, but it would make a massive difference. So I think maybe if we take a little step back, and maybe we have the option to, from an honourable part of it, to increase it by just 10,000. You know, we don't have to go to the full 75%, but I think there is an opportunity
what you mean,
to increase it.
Increase it for people who are vaccinated?
Yeah, and specifically.
But that doesn't solve
people.
The problem, though, for people from Tyrone who may not have proof of vaccination because they just have that little card, as Kerr was saying, and they mightn't have held on to that, thinking that they won't ever need it.
It is from a Republic of Ireland context is that our certs, our digital EU certs, are what we use, and it is going to cause a problem. But can you have a proportion that's tested? I do think maybe there's an opportunity. From the GAA's perspective, and there's a lot of people in the front line that have worked and have been heroes, and I think maybe there's an opportunity to proportion a certain amount of the extra tickets to front line people
from the two counties in the final.
The vast degree of them might be from the Republic of Ireland because from a HSE versus the English counterpart.
You're causing all sorts of problems there now in my head, because if you're going to release an extra 10,000 tickets and you say, well, they're just for people from the Republic, I don't know how they'd feel about that in Tyrone.
How would you feel about this, Claire, that if everyone going to the game had to be vaccinated, Tyrone would be probably down a good number of players, because as Fergal Logan has pointed out, mm-hmm. and not all the players taking the pitch will be vaccinated, which for me is unbelievable.
Cathal O'Kane?
Well, look, Fergal Logan has said that there's a few of the players on the squad are not vaccinated. There's no definitive of number on that, but I mean, it is a personal choice for everybody, and that there would be people, there's a lot of people in the north who would have their vaccine, but the uptake has been slower.
Yeah, but you see now,
we don't know.
There's a problem. If the GAA say, if you're going to the match as a fan, you have to have your vaccine cert, then surely it should apply to the players and the backroom staff from the teams.
Well, there's issues around that. You know, obviously there's no... As far as I'm aware, there's no real, if there's any at all, there's certainly very, very small numbers of cases that are linked to sport, to the actual playing of sports. So, again, the problems for players in terms of playing on the day, in terms of spreading the virus, are probably much smaller than the people that are milling around the street, milling around the bar, standing in queues of thousands of people to get their vaccine passport checked. You know, there are different issues for for the players, and obviously, like,
yeah, but in terms of equity and in terms of equity and fairness, I think people might expect that to be the case. Just letting people know that our text poll is closed now. We'll bring you the result in just a couple of minutes. Sean Kelly, can I get your view on that? If the GAA say to people you have to prove your vaccination status on your way into the stadium, should it apply to everybody in the stadium, including the players and the backroom teams?
I think it's very important that the GAA would and always have treated North and South equally. And therefore, to give any advantage to one county over another would not be countenanced. But I think the solution would be, and I hope they would look at it, if people have tickets, they aren't fully vaccinated, they can't be fully vaccinated through no fault of their own between here and the All-Ireland, then making a facility available the day or two before the All-Ireland where you can have a PCR test either in your county or possibly even in Croke Park, then I think that would alleviate a lot of the positioning that we're finding now and would allow the 60,000 to attend. Because the GAA, while they would love to increase the capacity, I know that, at the same time, they'll have to abide by whatever the government decides in terms of the rules and stipulations around the administration of tickets and admission to the match. And I think that's what we look at. But if it's practical, it can be done.
All right, let's bring you the result of our poll now. 47% of people said that the GAA should not increase the attendance, and 53% think that they should increase the attendance and include vaccine checks as part of the rules around that increase. Thank you all very much indeed. Cathal O'Kane, David Brady and Sean Kelly. We'll take a break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.